If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. I want to start out this morning reading. We'll start at verse 11, very familiar passage. We'll read in your hearing. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. The Bible says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he set him in his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe and put on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." I want to preach on a thought this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: grown and gone. Grown and gone. As we look at this today and we see the parable here that the Lord Jesus gave, and the Bible says, "And he said," we're talking about Jesus. Jesus said this. Jesus gave this parable of this son and of these sons and of the father. And as he lays this down here, we can see a pattern in life. And the same pattern that we're seeing is the pattern that we're seeing in the world today. We're seeing in the lives and the hearts of our people and our children and our loved ones as we struggle along to try to get a hold of this thing and pull it together, amen, to get the ends and tie it up, amen, in the middle. But praise God, as we're working and praying and seeking, praise God, we're seeing a lot of things happen and transpire around us today. And we're struggling and we're wondering, how can this be? But it's because of a lack of a relationship in our hearts and our minds with the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of His anointing that He has to give us today and the help that He has to give us from the throne of grace. He has all power in heaven and earth. And we need to be traveling. We need to be trying to harness some of that power. I won't say He has power to give, and He has power to live, amen, in Christ Jesus. If we'll just trust Him today. You say, "What are you doing, preacher? I'm just lifting up the name of Jesus this morning." He said, "If I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." Amen. We're seeing a travesty in our land. We're seeing people come up. We've seen it through this church. We see people come up in the church. We see them singing and praising and giving God glory. And the next thing you know, they've turned and they're gone. I want to ask you a question. Why are our children growing up and going away from God? Amen. Why? Why are they growing up and going away from God? He's the only help we have. We're living in a trying time. We're living in a time of situation. It's like nothing we've ever seen. We're living in a time when young people are going into school system and killing each other in cold-blooded murder. Amen. Why? Because they've grown and they're gone, praise God. They've gone to the world. They've gone to the devil, praise God. They're being turned over to a reprobate mind to do those things. It's not convenient. Amen. Things that you have to work out. Sinfulness. Amen. That causes harm to all those around. And we wonder how this could be. Well, we see in a parable, this young man said he went to his father And he prayed him to give him that portion that had befallen, was to befallen the to him. In other words, he said, he said, Father, why don't you go ahead and give me my inheritance? Amen. Oh, you know what's wrong with the world today? We want a whole lot of things in this world. Praise God that mom and daddy's got and the people that's gone before us, and we don't want to work to get it. Amen. We're looking for an inheritance that's given to us. Amen. The only inheritance that we get that's given to us is an inheritance in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We need to be steadfast. We need to be standing on the principles of the Word of truth. Praise God. Because we see here, he said he had divided his living with them, or unto them. He said, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together. Now here's how it happens. Are you listening? Here's how it happened. He gathered all together. See, they thought they you get to a point. Yes, you young people, listen to me. Listen to Pastor Jeff. I'll help you this morning if you'll listen. You get to the point that you think you know everything. Amen?
Right.
Nobody can tell you. You don't hear nothing. We get to the point, amen, we think we know everything. But I want to say there comes a day when you'll look around and realize you don't know nothing. Amen. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying, yeah, it's the way it works. We think that we come to a point that we think we know everything. There is no about everything. But as you grow up and you mature in this world, you realize, praise God, that we don't know a whole lot about anything. And that we need some help, praise God, from somewhere.
Amen.
But if we grow up and we move away from the one that can help us, listen, I want to tell you young people, I've said it time and time again, you better hang close to mom and daddy. There'll be a day you'll need them. Amen. We better not be burning no bridges because one day we'll need mom and daddy. We'll need some help, praise God. And there's nobody to help you like mom and daddy will. Amen. They'll go out of their way to help you if you'll try. Amen. They will. But we grow up and we go. He said he grew up and he said, just give me that. And he took said not many days later, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. You know what? And he's thinking, he said, you know what? I'm going to get as far away from here as I can. Hello? He said, I'm going to take what I can get. I'm going to get as far away from here as I can get. But you know what happens? If we ain't careful, we do the same thing with God. We'll come in, we'll get a little nugget here, a little nugget, and then we'll get just as far away from God as we can get. Amen. We think we're all grown up, we think we're all that, and we're gone. You get to looking around for them, and you can't find them. Amen. You go try to talk to them, and they don't want to hear it. Amen. And they'll pack it off on God every time. Well, preacher, get God this and God that. God ain't done nothing but been good to you. Amen. God don't ever do nothing but be good to us, praise God. Convict our hearts and try to draw us back. Amen. But they're grown and they're gone. So he took up his living. Amen. And he took his journey. And he wasted it. Amen. All of his stuff, that should have sustained him, amen, for a lifetime. I want to say, praise God, what you can get down here at the house of God, young people, it'll sustain you for a lifetime.
Amen.
It'll be all that you need. But it'll get you through those hard times. Amen. When you get in the gall of depression, when you get downtrodden, when it seems like there's nobody there, I'm going to say there's one that'll help you. There's one that'll stick closer than a brother. Amen. So we need to stick closer. But he said the substance had that should have sustained him. Amen. He spent it on riotous living. Now that's not, I've heard preachers say he wasted it on righteous living. Amen. No, he didn't say wasted on righteous living. Boy, it'd been good if he had spent everything he had on righteous living. That he was trying to do right for the glory of God. Because God would have blessed it and he would have prospered him in that. But he said he spent it on riotous living. He just spent it on having a good time. Satisfying the flesh, pleasing the flesh, doing what felt good in this world. Amen. And he wasted it. He wasted it on that riotous living. Amen. And when he had spent it all, the Bible says there was a famine in the land. When you get down to where there's when you don't have nothing left and you look around, usually there ain't nobody left either. Amen. Have you ever been there? You got lots and lots of friends. Amen. Hey, everybody in here knows what I'm talking about. We've got lots and lots of friends, amigos. I mean, we're tight. Amen. But you get downtrodden, you get sick, you get where you're broke, praise God, don't have nothing, and you look around, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. Amen. They done went on to the next sucker. Amen. They done went and fell in with somebody else and milked them till they're dry too. Amen. I'm just saying what you stay away from. What we need to do, find somebody that loves Jesus, praise God, and live righteously in His sight. That's pleasing to God. But he got down there and he wasted all he had. And a famine fell on him. Hardships come. Trials were there. So he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. Amen. If we ain't careful, what we do is we go down there and instead of running back to God, we'll stand close to God. And man, every time we need something, praise God, getting close up in His bosom, amen, where God can help us, we run away and we get out there in the world. Amen. We start looking for help out there. Dr. Spock's got all the answers. He'll tell you everything you need to know to get you straightened out. He'll make you threefold the child of hell that you thought you was. Amen. He'll take you further away from God than you ever thought you could go, and He won't show you how to get back. Amen. This fellow thought, dude, he sent him down there to feed the hogs. Amen. Hogs. Now, that's folks in the deep south, they say hogs. H-A-W-G-S. Amen. Some of us other folks, we say hogs. H-A-G-S. Amen. He said he sent him down there, prayed God to send them old nasty pigs. Amen. He said, you go down there and feed those pigs, satisfy the hogs of this world. Amen. And he couldn't even satisfy his own stomach. He'd done forsaken God, and he said, turned his back on God. See, he said he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk of the swine that the swine did eat. And he said, no man gave him. He looked around, he's trying to find a call. Praise God, he got out his phone, called up his buddies and said, hey! I need some help. And they said, no habla. Amen. Hey, I need some help. He said, hey, listen, said, I don't know who you are. Amen. She called another one. He said, hey, he said, I'm down here. I said, I'm in a bind. He said, I can't help you. I ain't got nothing to give you. Amen. He called another and praise God. Now, when they picked up and he heard his voice, they just hung up on him. Does it sound familiar? Hey, listen, young people, praise God. If we get grown and we get gone away from God, you'll get away from the very one that can help you when you need it. Amen. We see it and we see what takes place. But he said, the Bible says that when he came to himself, and when he realized where he was, but how do we get from here to there? Amen. We go through a situation, and a lot of times it puts parents in shame and reproach and embarrassment. Amen. We can't realize how this could ever happen to us. How could this ever take place in my home? How could this ever happen to us? Praise God. Said we raised our children. Amen. Said we had a Christian environment. Amen. I hope. Amen. The home was a place where Jesus was magnified and lifted and loved. I hope. Amen. Had a Christian environment. Said we told them the things of God. We told them in a God-wordness, in a direction of godliness. Can you see where we're already starting to make some mistakes? Amen. Already starting to make some mistakes. But we see that in order to make this all come together, we've got to try to get them to the house of God. See, we got to have all the ammunition that we can get in order to be able to fight the devil. To be able to stay his advances on our house and our home and our children and our loved ones. Amen. Because if not, they're going to be grown, they're going to be gone. So it's time to start taking some stuff back so we start having, the number one thing is regular attendance down at the house of God. We start looking for a place, praise God, to get in. and not to get out. Amen. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's just go back to verse 24. Well, let's go back to 23. The first Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Amen. He said, Brother Charles taught on this morning, we need to find a place of faith and anchor down. Yep. Praise God. And that anchor is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Say, without way, for He is faithful, that promise. In other words, God's given us a promise. Verse 24 said, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. He said, it's time to get started in the right direction. Things may not have went well thus far, but there's a God of heaven that's there to help us do right. Verse 25. It says, not forsaking the assembling. Now he said, provoking unto love and good works. He said, the way we get there is by not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As the manner of some is. See, he said, there's some of you that's quit coming. He said, there's some of you that haven't been steadfast, haven't been faithful to the Lord. I want to ask you a question this morning. If we were as faithful, if He was as faithful to us as we are to Him, where would you be? Hello? Can we say it again? If He was as faithful to you as you are to Him, where would we be? Amen. He said, we need to be steadfast. He said, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. That's why we need to come together so we're an encouragement to each other. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. So he said, listen, said to stop that waywardness of thought from going away, praise God, when we're grown and gone, praise God. He said to stop that. He said we got to get close to the things of God and the people of God. Amen. We was over at Sheraton the other day. I'll tell you this, we was over there and the place was pretty full. There wasn't hardly any place to sit. And Brother Baker, Doug Baker from Wyoming, he was on the end, and I went and got up there and got down, sat down beside him, and I was trying to make room for Brother Jeff to get in. Amen. And there was a lady and her husband, and the other people had their Bibles on the pew all the way across. Amen. And so there was spaces already taken up. And I asked Brother Jeff if he could sit in a place behind us there, and he said, well, I'll find me a place. And that lady said, no, he can come here. Said, we'll scoot over. Amen. So her and her husband, they scooched over, praise God, and made room for Brother Jeff to come get in. I said that to say this, praise God. What we need to do is just make room, praise God, and just all of us get in. Amen. Amen. There's nowhere to get out, praise God. Just make room to get in. I scooted over there next to her. I said, praise the Lord. I said, we might as well just get close. We're family anyway. Amen. Praise God. I said, we're going to be in heaven together one day in a little while. Amen. We might as well just get used to each other now. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They both said, whoa, yeah. Praise God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. Praise God. Time to get in, help, encourage, and lift up each other. That's why we come this way. Praise God. So it requires an attendance in the house of God. We have to get there. See, we think we've raised them right. Our children, we think we raised them right. We done the best we could. But they're gone astray. They've left out. So what's the problem? Well, let me just give you the root of the problem. The root of the problem is not you. It's not me, praise God. It's spiritual. Amen. It's spiritual. It's what we're getting. See, you as parents, see what's happened? You think, well, they've rebelled against me. Because I tried to teach them the right stuff. Because I tried to give them instruction. And they may rebel against that. You young people, you may rebel against mom and daddy trying to teach you right. But you're not really rebelling against mom and daddy. They're rebelling against God Almighty. They're rebelling toward God. Amen. Hello? When we rebel, praise God, against the things of God and what's right, praise God, and we rebel against the discipline and authority in the household, praise God, we're rebelling against God. Amen. So what's happened? We get to a point we think we're grown and we think we can go off on our own. And we don't need that no more. I want to say, pray God, you'll realize you get older. The older you get, the more you need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. But the older you get, I'll say it again, the older you get, the more you'll find out you need help. You need the Lord. Amen. You grow up, you get about between 30 and 40 year old, praise God, you think you're supermen. You get about 40, you realize that you're just a dud. Amen. You're just flip-flopping along through this thing, praise God, limping, trying to limp through to get to the other side. And you need help. And that help is coming from the Lord, praise God. It won't be in you. But what happens is, what happens if we ain't careful? What we do when we rebel against mom and daddy, we rebel against the Lord, what we're doing is actually shaking our fists in the face of God. Hello? We're shaking our fists in the face of God. We're saying, Lord, I got this. I don't need you. Amen. So what's going on? Possibility that they're lost. Amen. See, I'm saying it's spiritual. It's a possibility that they're lost. They don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. They've got a profession without a possession. A lot of times I hear parents say, preacher, I don't know why my kid's doing this. They profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of times they profess a head knowledge. Amen. But we don't possess a heart knowledge. Because your heart will turn you. Your heart will steer you. Your heart is like a rudder on a ship, praise God. It'll determine your direction. Amen. But when they're grown and gone, praise God, the heart wasn't right. This young man left. He took what he could get and he left because his heart wasn't right. Amen. He turned his back on God. Amen. See, what happens is spiritual. The problem is between them and God. Now listen, parents, we've been there. We take it personal. Amen. We take it personal. Say, well, bless God, I did the best I could. Amen. But this thing is spiritual. Amen. And what we can't do, we can't let it become between you and them. We can't let this thing become between us and our children. And we definitely, now listen to me, we definitely can't let this thing come between us and God. Amen. Because if we let it fall, if we let it come between us and God, then we've lost all hope. There's nowhere to go. Amen. There's no help to be found. Amen. They're grown and they're gone. And there's nothing you'll be able to do about it. But praise God, when we realize that there is a God of heaven, and that He still hears and answers prayers, and that the problem that they have, the problem our young people have, is a spiritual problem. It's a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. A right relationship. Amen. It starts steering them in a different direction. Praise the Lord. So you say, preacher, well, how do we get there? The way this, we have to realize that our children have a mind of our own. Amen. Children have a mind of their own. When they get to a certain point, when they're grown, amen, you can't control them anymore. I was talking, the reason I brought all this, I've been talking to several people and they just don't understand what's going on. I said, well, your children, they have a mind of their own. And we teach them right, we instruct them right, we try to show them right, we try to live before them right. But when they get grown, praise God, if they ain't careful, they get gone because they're thinking, they have a mind of their own and they follow their mind. Amen. He said, well, preacher, that's what we need to do. Follow our mind, make intelligent decisions. No, we need to follow our heart. And our heart needs to be toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And if He's planted in there, praise God, He'll come out on us. He'll get a hold of us and take us back to where we need to be. Amen. The mind. Now, when they're young, we teach them the mind. Amen. When they're young, they should mind when they're young. Amen. We dictate to them, we teach them, we show them, we expect them to do certain things. That's biblical, that's right. Because you're their authority. Amen. It says in Proverbs 29 and 15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Amen. Now these people fall out with, when I say the rod and reproof bring wisdom, these people fall out with me and they say, hey listen, I ain't going to discipline my child. The Bible says if you don't discipline him, don't love him. Amen. These people fell out with me when I preached the parenting class because I said, you know what, I'm not going to discipline my child. Why, God disciplines us. You say, well, I'm not going to beat my child. God never said you had to beat your child. He said with the rod, amen, with the rod and reproof. Bible said the Word of God, that's that rod that touches us. That's that reproof, praise God, it gives us of our sins. You say, what is it, Pastor Jeff? It's giving right direction. It's pointing them in the right direction. It's not accepting compromise. Amen? Not compromising, not letting them have their way. Bible says, Proverbs says, raise them up in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they'll not depart from it. He didn't say raise them up the way they would go, because they would go in the way of the flesh. They would be like this prodigal son going in the wrong direction. He said, if we raise them up with the Word of God and correction, praise God, he said, they'll not bring us to shame later on. They'll come to themselves and realize that there is a God. You say, well, preacher, how do we get them there? Well, we get them there by continued prayer. Amen. We get a place where we get right in our own heart and we begin to lift them up to God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, he says, pray without ceasing. Amen. You want to see a transformation in your family, in your home, in your children, in your life, and in your loved ones? Just get to praying without ceasing. Pray every day. Say, oh God. Say, oh God, pray. And realize, expect that God will hear and answer prayers. He'll deliver you out of this situation you're in. Amen. Pray as though everything depends on God. But Brother Rex, then you work as though everything depends on you. You hear me this morning? You pray as though everything depends on God. And you work, praise God, as though everything's hinged upon you, depends on you, in order to make things right. You know what that means? That means you got to have a lot of self-examination. Amen. It means we got to do a lot of looking in the mirror and seeing where we are. Amen. Because when they're gone and we're grown and they're gone, it's hard to get it back. Amen. But it's not impossible. Amen. It's not impossible. There's nothing impossible with God. All things are possible to God. Amen. I know there's a lot of families right here in this church. There's a lot of families in this community. We're discouraged. Amen. Because a lot of our children, I look around, I see a lot of our children, they're grown and they're gone. But praise God, I've got an anticipation to see them coming back to a place where they can get help from God, where they can get hope again. Amen. We just pray depending on God, working as though everything depends on us. Amen. You say, praise God, what do we do? What do we do? We just be patient. It takes a whole lot of patience. See, this situation, Brother Don, it didn't get this way overnight. And it'll not fix itself overnight. But I want to say, with the help of the Lord, He can move into the midst of the situation. He can move into that heart, praise God. And He can be just like that prodigal. Ours can be like those that's grown and gone. He can help them to come to their self. Yeah. Amen. He can help them to come to their self. Come to a realization, praise God. Look where I'm at. I've been going down this road for so long, praise God. I've been expecting a different result, and I just keep getting the same old thing. They come to themselves, say, what can I do to make a difference? Amen. I believe some of our folks, praise God, getting to thinking, say, what can I do to make a difference? What can I do to see an effect? Something different, praise God. But you know what it takes? It takes a starting point. There's got to be a starting point. They've got to play a place where we all start. It's a place where we start having a higher expectation of what God can do. Amen. It takes what we pray and we seek God's face and we clean ourselves up so that those around us, all they see is the goodness of God. We just start bragging on Him. Amen. Start giving glory and praise for all He does. Mama, it's going down to the grocery store. Amen. Giving Bob Engle all the money you got. Amen. And he'll take it. Amen. God, well, I ain't going to go there. But he'll take all that you got, praise God. But when you go to the house of God, you spent $250, you come in carrying it in three little old sacks and two hands, and you set it on the table. But praise God, you just look around them young and say, look here, youngins, God done give us some more groceries. Glory be to God. Amen? God done set us a table again. Praise God. Amen. And they'll get to realize, they'll come to themselves and say, glory. And you know what? They may not say it out loud, but they'll say, thank you, Lord. Amen. And there'll be a day in their life that God, they'll come along and they'll have a need for something. They won't have what's sufficient to sustain them, praise God. And they'll remember mama setting those grocery bags on the table and saying, thank you, Jesus, for the provision. Amen. You see how you get a starting place, a place to start. Praise God, and you just begin to build momentum off of that starting place. They said, this fella, he come to himself and he said, you know what? He said, I've seen in my father's house. Praise God, they got all kind of provision over there. He said, them servants are filled to the full and they don't like nothing. Amen. He said, I just believe I'll just go back to my father's house. Praise God. What happens? We begin to see them coming back towards the father's house. But you know how, what has to happen in order for us to get there? We have to keep the door open. Amen. I've heard so many people say, well, bless God, I just cut my children off. I told them not to come around no more. Amen. God help us. I won't say God's not in that. Amen. I want them to come around, praise God, but I'm going to love them when they're there. Now, I'm going to tell them the truth. Amen. I'm going to tell them the truth. I'm going to show them the love of God. But we can't break those ties. You may be the only help they'll ever have. You're that only connection, praise the Lord. So we can't cut off that line. We can't shut the door. We got to keep that line of communication open. Look what happens in verse 20. It said he arose and came to his father. Amen. See, when he came to himself, Bible says he came to his father. Amen. He come to that place where he'd always got help. He said, well, preacher, what do we got? I'm not saying that you enable them. It comes to a place that you got to just say, you know what? I can't give you this, but if you'll sit down at your table, I'll feed you some supper. And we'll pray and we'll ask God just to bless you and help you, praise God, to get you out of the situation you're in. Amen. So you do it with love. That communication, that door, it's left open, praise God. That starting place. Amen. He said, but when he was yet a great way off, now watch this, his father saw him. Amen. See, the father saw him a-coming. Said he just waited there and wondered whether he'd make it all the way to the house or not if he turned. No. Praise God, when the father saw him a-coming far off, glory be to God, he didn't say nothing. Praise God. He hit the road. He went running down there to him. He fell on his neck and he loved him and he held him and he embraced him. Amen. Praise God. He kept the door open. And when that son, when he come back, he brought him in. Praise God. He brought him in. But you know what's happened? If we ain't careful what we do, the reason we break ties is because we blame ourselves. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? If we ain't careful, we'll blame ourselves. We'll say, well, you know, if I'd have done this, or if I'd done that, that's all water under the bridge. Amen. You can't go back and dam it up and put it back where it come from. But we have to find that starting place. Amen, because they're grown and they're gone, praise God. But we got to figure out a way to bring them back. Amen. We got to figure out a way to get them back in before it's eternally too late. So we begin to pray. We begin to seek God's face. We begin to trust God like never before. Amen. When they're grown and gone, praise God, when they've done took off in the direction that they're going, praise God, what we got to do is just come alongside and pray and seek God's face. Put our trust in the Lord. Let God magnify Himself. Ask Him to just magnify Himself in our hearts so that we can love them, praise God, supreme. Amen. I told somebody, talking here a while back, I told you before, I saw several people. And they said, preacher, I've talked, I'm blue in the face. I don't know what to do. And I said, what we got to do is just quit talking. And just start loving them. Just keep loving them and loving them, telling them how much Jesus loves them. Amen. But we can't, listen to me, and I'm done. But we can't do that till we get our heart right with God. We can't do it from a false profession. We got to do it from a right attitude and a right heart. It's going to take us getting on our face before God and saying, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Lord, I've made a whole lot of mistakes. My attitude's been wrong. But God, I need You to reboot me, to give me a new attitude, to give me a new direction, to give me a new focus, to give me new information that satisfies my soul and give me something that illuminate my heart. Amen. So they can see Christ in me. And then you'll see Him begin to make a difference. Because when you're around them, there'll be positive stuff to say. Said, you know what? I know who can help you. Amen. I know what He's done. I've seen Him do it before. I heard a story of somebody just like you. And guess what happened? And they'll listen. They want to know. They'll listen. And you say, Jesus Christ, my Lord, moved in their heart. Saved their soul. Miss Brenda, I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he was just about as low as a snail's belly. And I told him, I said, I know a young man was just like you. Oh, caught in the gall of bitterness, but was beaten down far as he could go. Nowhere else, nothing to reach up for. But praise God, he come to himself one day, just like this old prodigal, and he said, you know what, I've had enough. He called me up, and I got him, and it took a couple of times. Amen. The first time we got over there and he got scared, was afraid. But praise God, the second time he called and he said, I'm ready to do this. I said, you know how to get it done? He said, no. I said, well, I can tell you how to be a success. I said, we can just talk to Jesus. Tell Him all about it and ask Him to help you to get you through this. Amen. I said, would you like to do that? And he said, yes, sir. And boy, we got that right there in my car. Boy, we just prayed up a storm. Amen. Went over there and he signed up and he went in there. And you know what? He had been on some really hard stuff for a pretty good while. But glory be to God, he sent word and said, you know what? He said, I never even had a withdrawal. Didn't go through nothing. Praise God. You know who that was? That was God. Yeah. Amen. I want to say this. God can. Just because they're grown and they're gone, praise God, don't give up on them. Amen. Because listen, why? Because God never gave up on us. God never gave up on me. Amen. Praise God. I was grown. I thought I knew everything it was to know when I was about 18, 19 years old. Probably younger than that, the truth be known. Amen. Mama and Daddy was ignorant old fogies. Amen, Brother Bill. Didn't know nothing about nothing. They was raised up somewhere in some other world. They didn't know what was going wrong around us. But you know, a few years later, Brother Bill, I come to myself. And I realized, you know what? Mama and Daddy had it going on. They knew what they was doing. They was working. They was making a living. They was growing up. They was raising four children. They was pointing us in the right direction. They was showing us the right way. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because they loved us. See, these youngs, they're grown and they may be gone, but praise God, they're not out of the reach of God. He's still right there and He's still reaching out. And praise God, we just got to come before Him and we just got to pray without ceasing. Amen. Listen, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, listen, we can't give up on them now. We need to pray for them like we never have before. Because we've had multitudes upon multitudes of young people come through this church and they're going out and they're gone now, but they're not forgotten. We can't let them be forgotten, praise God. We got to keep loving them till we can love them back in. Because I don't know about you, but listen to me and I'm done. I don't know about you, but I want them to go to heaven with me.
Amen.
Amen. I want them to go to heaven with me. So I've changed everything the way I do, praise God. I've asked God to help me that I could love them with all my heart like He loves me. And you know what? It's working. Amen. It's working. They're coming around. I got some young people that's coming around and they're saying, they're asking for advice. They're asking for direction. Amen. Why? Because they're seeking the right way. And they're seeking the Lord Jesus. Amen. He makes a difference.